Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having Jack Mitchell back on the show, folks. Buckle your seatbelts. Jack is in the building. He is the CEO of Mitchell Richards, which is a couple of clothing stores in Connecticut that's as successful as any that I've ever heard of, and he's the head of a family business that's just been going on now for decades, and he's got a brand new book out, as you've heard me talk about before, Hug Your Customers, and Jack is our friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be back.
It's
real
good
pleasure.
It's good to have you back on the show, as always. Jack, one of the things that I know you've been doing is you've been traveling around the country, working with your book, talking to people about your book, promoting it, doing book signings. You just got back in from California and Kansas City, I know, doing some of those things. And you've been talking to a lot of people out there who are loving your book. What are they telling you about their customers?
I think the big message, Jim, and it's so fulfilling and fun for me to hear, fulfilling probably more than fun, is that, you know, in this great country of ours, there are so many wonderful people out there that are saying to me, Jack, thanks for writing the book, because, you know, with all of the in the last decade, the focus on short-term profits and short-term this and squeezing people and squeezing vendors and all this squeeze business rather than caring and thoughtfulness. And then, of course, with all the awful terrorism here and abroad, mm-hmm. you know, we've just forgotten to be nice to people. We've forgotten that we should hug them. You know, we should do something personal. And when we take the time to do that, it feels good. And it does make a difference in our business. People do respond, and they do come back, and they say, wow, this is the place to shop, or this is the place to buy my bonds or my stocks or my books. You know, I've been doing the book thing, so I've been talking to book dealers and their customers, and these are independent people. These are, as you say, you're small business people. It's just not the giants. It's these small people that we can take the time, we independents, to really dig in and listen to our customers and touch them and hug them. And that's what they're saying to me. Thanks for writing the book, because we always got it, but we have maybe forgot it a dash, and now I want to really do it again.
Do you think that the commoditization of so many things in the marketplace has contributed to the way we have been behaving in the past, in the recent past?
Of course I do. I mean, I think I think it's been so product oriented and price driven, and that people have forgotten that really it's the customers that are buying it, you know, and they've forgotten that is it James or is it Jim or is it John or is it Jack? They've forgotten those little things that people, you know, you can imagine toothpaste walking into a drugstore. You got 80 million types of toothpaste to buy, but you have to figure out the sales associates, the people should help you to determine what's the best one for you based on what they know about you as a real person.
Well, the reason
a family,
I think,
that's the difference. It's the personalization, because it's just been all about product. And we're, as you know, we're about, in our stores, we're about customers and we're about people rather than, sure, we sell great product, but it's secondary to our mindset. It's all about customers and that personalization, that hugging, that I call it hugging as a metaphor, obviously, although I'd love to bear hug. You know that, Jim.
Well, you know, Jack, the thing that I think that small business owners have got to realize is that the things that we sell is stuff, and they can get stuff not unlike our stuff somewhere else.
So of course they can.
How are we going to be successful? The only way we can be successful is to deliver our stuff in a way that is unique and that is special, and that, as you say, maybe it's even got a little hug involved in it.
I think it's absolutely essential. That's our competitive edge. It's the hug. It's that personalization that differentiates us from the giants, from the dot-commers. And we have every opportunity to do that because we're close to the customer. Those of us that are independent, we can make our own decisions. We don't have to call Chicago or Los Angeles or New York to make a decision. We can actually execute it. That's, of course, it's easy to say these things, Jim. I'm, you know, and people are asking me, how do you do it? Well, you have to be on the selling floor or wherever you're selling for is. It doesn't have to be a floor. Obviously, it could be living room or a closet or a telephone. But you have to be there and react. And I say, as you know in my book, Hug Your Customers, it has to be company-wide. It just can't be you at the top, although it does permeate from the top. It has an attitude, but you've got to get your, you know, my assistant Pamela Miles is on the selling floor, or our tailors or our seamstresses or our buyers. Everybody has to think customers first. Once you get the mindset, it's fun and it's fulfilling and it does financially work.
And what I think we all have to pay more attention to is something you guys at Mitchell Riches do an excellent job of, is you don't assume that your people all the way down the line get what you get. You make sure that they get it, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a meeting this morning. Every Monday morning we have meetings with our staff and we talk about hugging stories. Tell us what happened over the weekend. What happened? An extra special hug. How do we do it? And we get everybody involved. Everybody talks about it. That's what we're all about. Constantly reminding people that this is what we do. And once they get it, then they become the leaders, and they become and they have more fun doing it. It's a way of life for us.
They become a stakeholder in your success, don't they?
Absolutely. They feel like they own the store. It sounds corny, but that's the way they feel.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the people that you've met out there, they're not saying that customer services or that they've stopped wanting to hug their customers. Maybe they just forgot how. They just got a little bit sidetracked. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And I'm finding companies, which is, you know, that don't know us, of course, and people like yourself have been wonderful to help spread the word on this hugging concept. But I'm finding companies are buying my book, you know, 100 copies, 500 copies. That's why it's a bestseller, continues to be on the bestseller list, for example, on the Business Week bestseller list.
Congratulations.
Because, yeah, thanks. It's because for a relatively little bit of money, you can remind the customers, I mean, your associates or your customers or your clients, that we do care. It's just by putting my book in front of them, it says we understand that it's about customers in addition to product, or maybe more important than the product in terms of that long-term loyal business that you must have in this country in order to just not only survive but to thrive. You have to retain loyal customers.
No question about it. And folks, one of the things that we're going to do when we come back, I want Jack to talk to us a little bit more about that execution that he talked about earlier. You know, it's one thing to talk about it, but can you do it? Can you talk about hugging your customers? Or is there more to it than that? Can you actually deliver on that promise? And that we're going to get Jack to help us with some of those technicalities, some of those execution standards that he's so good at. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers, a bestseller available wherever books are sold.
When you're down.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our good friend is Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers, The Proven Way to Personalize Sales and Achieve Astounding Results. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this book out and buy extra copies and give them to your employees, or buy one and read it and have it handed to the next employee and let them read it and hand it around and mark them up. Jack, I know you're like me with my book. You know, use a pen, use a marker, dog ear the corners.
Absolutely.
Whatever it takes to get back to the pieces of the book that are important to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The customers ought to buy your book too, Jimmy. I've read your book. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I think we're synergistic in what we're saying in terms of that customer focus.
Absolutely. Jack, let's talk about some of the execution that you mentioned earlier. You know, there's a lot of talk about hugging customers, but somebody's out there saying, you know, well, okay, fine, I want to hug my customers, but how do I do that? How do I execute this?
Well, first it's that mindset. And once you get the mindset, then you just put systems in place. They can be very informal ones or formal ones in order to do it each and every day. For example, in our case, the first cup of coffee I have is in the morning. I'm online at home, and off comes my computer at home. Every single sale, every single major sale that we had the previous day in both our stores. And it has the information on who the customer is, what they do, all the information that we collect during the day or the years about that customer, so I know about the customer and then what they bought.
So the next time you see them, or you can drop them a note and say thanks, or whatever.
Absolutely,
it might be.
I drop them a note, when I get to the store, I've come into Richards already here in Connecticut right now as I'm speaking, and we're having a meeting in 10 minutes, and I will say to Jeff Kozak, great sale, Jeff, or Ginger, wonderful sale to Lulu. She was in, I can see on Saturday, and what's the next step? And we're constantly thinking about how we're going to touch and personalize that relationship even more. So and how many customers did they wait on? Well, maybe they only waited on two customers, but maybe next time they should call more in order to bring them in. Be proactive. So we have a whole system of what we call satisfaction calls. Those people that came in, we'll call them up in a week and say,
your people aren't just sitting around waiting on the customers to walk in.
No. They have to be. After the whole paradigm switched, Jim, as I say in my book, you can't be reactive anymore. You can't just worry about transactions. You have to be proactive. Do something to bring those wonderful friends and customers in the stores or wherever your business is, or you have to go out to get them. You have to do something proactive to do that. And then you have to think relationships. What are we going to do next step? What are we going to do the next time somebody comes in, or do they need more of, whether it be toothpaste or bonds or stocks or clothes? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do in order to satisfy and then go beyond their expectation? And you have to think that, and then you have to ask other people's help for it, whether it's information, whether it's vendor information.
Right.
All those simple things you need to do.
Well, and one of the things that you guys have done, and that's really a wonderful place to be, folks, and I encourage you to think about this, is that Jack and his group have made their customers. It's almost an intimidation factor. In other words, they rely on you guys so much to think about them and to help them that it's sort of, whenever they think about the possibility of not being there or not being able to do business with you again, it frightens them a little bit.
Wait, Jack, the comfort factor. They know we are there for them, and they know that even if it's Sunday when we're not open Sundays except for the holidays, they know, for example, that if they had an emergency, you could call the stores and we'd come down and open the store for you.
That's what I'm talking about when I say these. You know, when you do so much for your customers, that immediately when they need whatever it is that you sell, the first thing that pops into their mind is. And I have people like this. They're people that I do business with. I'm their customer, and I really it's important for me to believe that they're going to be there when I need what they sell.
Yeah, that's, of course, it's so simple, isn't it, Jim? You have to be there. That's the first. The first basic principle: you have to be in your store, you have to be on the air, you have to be there, otherwise you can't execute.
Let me tell you a quick story, Jack, that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I have a vendor that I do business with that I needed a little bit of help, and I called and I got a person I wasn't familiar with, and this person sort of said, well, you know, so what? I, we don't do that, or what? She wasn't very helpful. And it wasn't the regular person that I deal with, and she was new, and I was really upset because I was afraid I wasn't going to get this thing done, and my regular guy called me in a half a day or so, and I told him what I needed. He said, "Hey, Blasting Game, no problem. I got you covered,"
right.
and I had this big sigh because I knew this guy was going to take care of me.
Right. It's that no problem, of course, attitude that you've come to expect, and of course, that's one of the challenges, is that if you're used to this extraordinary customer service because of the personal relationship you have with your guy, and then you don't get it, then it really is a challenge. So you have to continue to what I call raise the bar. I mean, we all know that expression, mm-hmm. but you've got to raise the bar with everyone so that the whole company or the whole organization, that's why I say it's company wide, has to have that attitude. That, because if not, you lose faith in that whole company, the whole company culture, if everybody doesn't, not just the regular guy, but the other people don't execute,
right.
execute
Jack,
what you want to be done.
Jack, stand by because we're going to have to, we're wrapping up the hour, but before we do, is there a website for the book?
Absolutely. HugYourCustomers.com.
HugYourCustomers.com. The book is available wherever books are sold. And if you're ever in the Connecticut area, you need to go by Mitchell's and Richards, two different stores in Connecticut, and check this store out. Thank you,
Jack. We'd love to have you. It's our home. Come on in.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Jim.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Hug Your Customers. Check that out when you get a chance. It's a bestseller. Quick break. I'll be right back with Governor Jim Gilmore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.